Hi there, I'm Luann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. We welcome you to Wealth Creator Radio. Today, I'm going to give you a couple of ways to get a hold of Eric. One will be his phone number and the other his website. You can also contact him on Facebook and at Twitter as well. But first of all, here's the telephone number, and you can call Eric with any questions that you might have. You may text him as well. He's offering you a chance to come in and see him and get a complimentary blueprint to worry less wealth. Here's the telephone number for you, 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. You know, we always talk about retirement on our show every single weekend. And one thing we always talk about is, you know, you have to decide when to take Social Security. You need to figure out how you're going to generate income in retirement. Today, Eric, you're going to help us by going over some of the questions that we should be asking ourselves to make smart financial decisions into retirement, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So for everyone, the big part of retirement is really, ideally, it's the planning you do beforehand. Now, not everybody always does the planning ahead of time, but like they should. So hopefully, listeners, we're going to help you figure that out today. And the main questions we're going to be going through are probably questions that you've asked yourself. Most likely, at least two or three, or if not all of these eight questions. So there are questions like, how will you enjoy your retirement? How much money will you need each month? How long will your retirement really last? How difficult will it be to actually spend your money? Should you be a stock buyer? Should you be buying an annuity? Have you looked at healthcare and made arrangements to cover yourself? Will you have any large expenses or major purchases to account for?
So there's several questions here. When do you recommend that we, as pre-retirees, when do we start answering these questions? Is it before we actually retire or during the whole planning process?
Yeah, that's a great question. And ideally, really what you want to do is you want to start this before you retire, obviously, because then, you know, if you do some of these, like, how much money do I need and I've been spending too much, or, you know, will my money last? You don't want to find out too late that the money's not going to last, right? So really what you want to do is there's what we call the retirement red zone, and that's the area really probably for most people nowadays, 55 to 65, say, somewhere around there. Some people like to retire later, some earlier, so give or take 5 years either way. And that's when you really should start answering all these questions and start really having a plan. I mean, what you really need to do is that's when you need to make that shift from accumulation to distribution planning. And that means even repositioning your assets 5 to 10 years, ideally before you retire. Now, if you've just retired, you still really need to answer these questions, even probably more importantly than people who haven't. So, you know, these are a lot of the things that people may think of, but don't really necessarily sit down and come up with a real plan for. And so what happens is when people come in to meet with us, you know, they come in, just have a nice visit with us in the office here. What we do is we go over where you're at right now, you know, how are you going to be building up this money? How have you been doing so far? When are you looking to retire? You know, answering those questions of like, how much will you need? And then we can actually, the very first thing we do is we create a income plan. The income plan is the most critical document. Everybody who's met with a financial advisor should have an income plan. And that income plan shows you how long your money is going to last, how much you need to be taking out, you know, going with things like inflation adjustments, all those types of issues. And then that's when you'll see, will your money last or not? Now, if your money runs out when you're 70, that's an issue. But if it's 90, 95, maybe less of an issue. So those are the things that you need to know the answers to, though, now. And then you can create an investment plan based on that income plan. Also look at the tax ramifications. Then look at things like healthcare and legacy. And once you get all five of those things, that's the blueprint to worry less wealth. And that's when people meet with us, the very first meeting is just discover where you're at. Second meeting is to go over some strategies, look at that blueprint, that personalized blueprint to worry less wealth. And then we can figure out if you want to go forward and actually fix these issues. So, you know, if that's something like you'd want to do and for you and your family, we're going to do this for no cost, no obligation for the first 10 callers today. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800. If you want to be your financial hero, call or text 408-297-9800. Or find us online at wealthcreator.com.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He is president of Heckman Financial. As Eric just said, he will help you with all the confusing high-risk strategies that we're all bombarded with as we face retirement. And he will explain it to you in a much easier to understand conversation. So he is offering you this blueprint to worryless wealth. Their website, again, it's wealthcreator.com. Just log on to www.wealthcreator.com. Eric, what do you find is something that's often overlooked by pre-retirees when you're talking to them?
Well, you know, a lot of people tend to focus probably too much on the technical things of retirement, like saving, investing, diversification, hiring an advisor, and, you know, so forth. Really what you need to be thinking about is, how are you going to spend your time in retirement? You know, how are you going to spend that money, and you know, what types of things are you going to do? So first of all, you know, sit back and think about what your ideal retirement is. I mean, the cliche is, you know, lounging in a hammock or sitting on a rocking chair on the front porch and, you know, hanging out. And for most of us, I don't think that's really what you want. I mean, I actually use a different term with a lot of my clients now is wantment, not retirement.
Oh, I like that.
It's doing what you want, not retiring from. Retiring says it's like you're kind of going away. You're not going away. Really now what you're doing is you're getting a time to do with the stuff you want versus the stuff you got to do. And so, you know, are you somebody who's going to be hanging out more around the house, doing projects? You know, maybe you're big into hobbies or other things, gardening. You know, that's going to have obviously one aspect of cost structure. You know, or are you going to be somebody who's going to be volunteering a lot and going out a lot? You know, then are you going to be working at all during retirement? Because I've got a lot of clients who actually work for fun during retirement, either at fun jobs or just things they want. I've got one that works at Levi's Stadium and SAP just because, you know, he likes to be at all these different events, and plus it's good little spending money. So, you know, are you going to be doing that, or are you going to have to do that or want to do that? That's another thing. And then, of course, are you going to be traveling? For a lot of people, if they want to do a bunch of traveling, obviously that's something you need to figure out in terms of cost, because that is going to be a lot more than just gardening and other things around the house. So, yeah, are you going to also be having to help family out financially? Now, I wouldn't just say only financially. I've got, I don't know how many of my clients, probably topping over 20 different clients that they've become professional babysitters to their grandkids. And so that might be something too that you kind of need to be figuring out. Are you going to be, is that a long ways away or are they close? And, you know, and how are you going to do that? So, you know, there's a lot of things to be thinking about that aren't financial and aren't just investing. So with some planning and with some objective tools, you know, that can help a lot. But lots of times, unfortunately, emotional always wins over financial. And so that's a tough thing to do. So, you know, when we're meeting with people and they're coming into the office, that's the first thing we look at is say, okay, where are you at right now? Are those, you know, are there people you have to take care of in retirement? You know, what's those numbers you're going to need? All those types of issues. Then what we do is we meet again to have a strategy session, and that's where we've created that blueprint to worry less wealth for you. We've actually come up with a plan personalized to you that includes that income plan, the investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan all into one piece, and that is the blueprint to worry less wealth. If that's something you'd like to get for you and your family, all you have to do is pick up the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800, or you can find us online at wealthcreator.com.
Again, 408-297-9800. Today we're talking about things that you should think about when you're doing your retirement planning. And so far, we've talked about how you're going to enjoy your retirement. And we're not quite done with that. We're going to finish that off and then move on. We'll be right back for more Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
You're invited to an exclusive dinner event with certified financial planner Eric Heckman, the host of Wealth Creator Radio and an author of Worry Less Wealth. Learn the difference between pullbacks, market corrections, bear markets, and what actions you should take to navigate through turbulent markets. All this information and more will be discussed while you and a guest enjoy a complimentary dinner presentation at Silicon Valley Capital Club here in San Jose. Call now to get your reservations in, 408-297-9800. Join Eric and his team for this complimentary dinner presentation on Thursday, November 9th at 6 at Silicon Valley Capital Club. Reservations are required. Seating is limited. So call now, 408-297-9800, 408-297-9800.
Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Those in attendance may be presented with information on the purchase of insurance products. California Insurance License Number 0E89971.
Welcome back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer with the Retirement News Network, here with Eric Heckman. He's president of Heckman Financial, and you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. You know, Eric is an author. He wrote the book Worry Less Wealth, and he wrote it to open our eyes to all the financial products that are available out there. And he talks about different ways to get advice and helps us see any warning signs in our own financial planning before trouble begins. You can get a copy of this book. All you have to do is ask for it. Just call this number or text 408-297-9800. Also today, Eric is offering you, our listeners, a chance to go in and sit down with him and come up or create a blueprint to worry less wealth for you personally. He's offering this to you complimentary. So here's the number, 408-297-9800. 408-297-9800. Today we're talking about eight topics that need to be addressed in your retirement planning. Eric, you were talking before the break about, you know, knowing what you're going to plan to do with your time in retirement, because, of course, that's much of what retirement planning is. What's the next topic that you want to discuss?
Well, yeah, we've discussed, you know, what you want to plan to do with your time, but, you know, what are those things that are associated with that time? What will you need every month in terms of money coming in, right? So how are you going to pay for these? What have you saved for retirement? How much of that will you be needing to take out on a monthly basis? Those are the things that we really need to be talking about.
How do you help people determine how much income that they're going to even need in retirement?
There's always debate about, you know, how to figure that out. And of course, nobody likes to do a budget. Nobody likes to sit down and, you know, how much am I going to spend on gas and how much am I going to spend on going out to eat and all those, you know, kind of little topics, right? So one of the easiest ways to ideally plan for this would be, can you get your take-home pay in retirement? Now, obviously, your take-home pay is after you've funded your retirement accounts. It's after you've paid for health care and lots of other things that probably is coming out of your paycheck right now. So really, that should be a fairly good number. Now, for some people making a lot of income, it may be kind of tough to replace all of that, but that's kind of the first and foremost one. Then, of course, you can go down to, we have a process, it's called the wealth coordination account. And really what that is, that's looking at your fixed versus your variable costs. So fixed is, of course, you know, if you've got a mortgage or rent, all the stuff like car insurances and health insurance and, you know, any of those things that you know that you at least have on an annual basis, no matter what. So it may not be a monthly item. Maybe it's every 6 months you pay it and so forth. What we do is we actually take that and we break that down into a monthly number. So that way you can kind of, in a way, escrow for that money, have that money set aside. And so that way when your property taxes come due every 6 months or your homeowners maybe once a year, you've been putting that money away monthly. And so that way you actually have it there. And then you have to figure out the variable costs. So the variable costs can be a little tougher, you know, so you could be looking at, okay, how much am I spending on my credit card on a normal month or something like that. But really what you want to do is try to get that number down. And then that should be your income number that we should be trying for. And then we can see, if, you know, when we run out the income plan, does that either work or it doesn't work? And if it doesn't work, well, what kind of assumptions do you want to make? Do you want to work longer? Do you want to try to use less? There's a lot of things. And of course, part of the things that you can throw in there is some of those activities you're going to be doing in retirement. Maybe some things that come off the ledger too. You know, I've got a lot of clients that they're retiring right after they finished, you know, all the tuition payments for, you know, maybe it's high school and college both. And so, of course, if those things and hopefully the kids move out, some of those costs will then drop down. So, you know, sometimes you can't adjust for those things. So, you know, that's one of the things when we sit down, we meet with people and we're doing that first visit where it's a discovery visit. And we just go through, what's your current situation? We can kind of figure out, when do things get paid off? Maybe your house is getting paid off in 5 or 10 years. Well, then that'll be a nice thing to come back into your cash flow, obviously. And so then what we do is then we look at, creating that blueprint to worry less wealth, which includes that income plan, that really critical income plan that anybody who's worked with a financial advisor should really be getting, then go into investments and taxes, because all three of those are interrelated, and then healthcare and legacy. And those 5 points is the blueprint to worry less wealth. That's what we help you create. And if that's something you'd want for you and your family, all you have to do is pick up the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. If you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement and you're one of the first 10 callers today, we'll do this totally complimentary. Just a nice visit that you come in and meet with us. So again, you can call or text 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. Or you can find us online at wealthcreator.com.
Thanks again for joining us today. I'm always so happy to be here with Eric Heckman. You know, Eric is a well-known speaker, and he's an author, and he's also a certified financial planner and a chartered financial consultant. So that means he can help you with all these questions that you're facing in retirement, or maybe you're headed to retirement. So you can call him today, get that blueprint to worryless wealth. I would take him up on that. Here's their website. It's wealthcreator.com. Again, just log on to www.wealthcreator.com. Eric, what would be another topic that we need to consider as we are, you know, planning our retirement?
Well, the next one is, from pretty much every study I've ever seen, it's the number one worry, and that's, are you going to, you know, outlast your money, right? Or is your money going to outlast you? And so, you know, that what we're talking about here is really longevity, right? How long are you going to be living for, and how long is that money going to need to be there for? And, you know, it's a pretty scary answer nowadays, because most people's retirements used to be 5, 10, 20 years, maybe at the high end. And yeah, I've already got clients that have been retired for 30 or 35 years. So it's going to be a lot longer than a lot of people think. And that is something that people need to be, you know, making sure they're realistic on.
So Eric, how long do you need to plan to have your money last? I mean, obviously you want it to last the day you die. So how do you help your clients figure this out?
Well, I mean, we really know that life expectancies are increasing, and there's a couple of benchmarks you can use. I mean, the first one, of course, is to at least plan to living to 100. And, you know, it's not the most foolproof method, but it's one at least that we know that the odds are there for somebody to easily last, you know, to 100. And especially if you're talking about married couples, you know, the life expectancy of two people is a lot longer than one. So that's one thing that you have to also be considering, is even if you don't think you're going to live as long for whatever reason, maybe it's health or just family history or whatever, your spouse may, you know, last a lot longer. And so, yeah, you want to make sure that plan works not just only for you, but for, you know, you and your spouse. And the other option is you can plan, you know, your life expectancy. A lot of people like to try to figure out what age that is. You know, so maybe you plan on living to age 87, but what happens if you make it to 95? You know, if you had all of your plans all of a sudden, you know, set to run out of money at a certain age, and then you're still doing fine. I mean, probably one of the biggest things I kind of jokingly say, but it's kind of also scary truth maybe at some point, is maybe Google or some other company at some point will create some little robot that goes around and eats up everything bad in your body, and we all live to 150. Well, if that happens, then what happens to your financial plan, right? For required minimum distribution tables from the IRS, go to age 115. Life insurance tables for the last, I think, about 10 years, or maybe even a little bit longer, have gone to age 120. So, you know, the government and insurance companies have already moved up their timetables. The real question is, have you?
That's so interesting. So when you talk to your clients and you tell them these things, you know, are they surprised there's a good chance they're going to live a long time into their 100s?
Well, I mean, the nice thing about life insurance tables being 120 is that means 60 is middle age. So that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right? True.
So 60 is the new 40, or whatever you want to say. But a lot of it depends on how you also retire too. I mean, obviously some stuff health-wise you'd have no control over sometimes. I mean, if you get cancer, lots of times that may have not had anything to do with what you did, and bad luck of the draw type of thing. So there's some issues that, yeah, you can't control. But obviously being active, doing things in retirement, being more involved, some of those things can do great. I mean, there's a guy who is in my Rotary Club who's going to be either 95 or 96 and coming up here in a couple months. And he still goes to work every day. Not because he needs to. He's by far got plenty of money. And so he's just doing it because he likes to. He likes doing it, likes being out there, likes having fun and being in with people. So if you'd like to sit down and actually kind of get these questions discussed and figured out and how to implement them on yours and for your own personal situation, then that's all you have to do is pick up the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. We will sit down with you, go over all these issues, then we'll actually create that blueprint to worry less wealth. We're going to go over your income plan, your investment plan, tax plan, healthcare, and legacy plans all into one document. That way you don't have to worry about your finances. You just have to worry about having fun in retirement. So if you'd like to do that for you and your family, it's no cost, no obligation for the first 10 callers, as long as you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement. So just pick up the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800 or find us online at wealthcreator.com.
Apart from the turmoil, above it all, people just want to know their assets are protected from market losses. Positioned beyond the reach of the next Brexit or the wrong candidate winning the next election. Call Eric Heckman for your personalized blueprint to worry less wealth. Independent advice, proprietary approaches. Eric can help you stay on the path toward an independent retirement. If protection is important to you, get your own blueprint to worry less wealth. Just call or text 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Don't be caught up in the roller coaster of global events. Be independent with Heckman Financial. Call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can always visit wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and Eric is president of Heckman Financial. He's a well-known speaker, he's an author, and he can provide you with advice to get you to and through retirement. You can go in and see him. He will help you with a blueprint to worry-less wealth just for you, customized. So here's the telephone number you can call, 408-297-9800. If you want Eric to be your financial hero, 408-297-9800. We're talking with Eric about eight topics that everybody should consider when you're doing your retirement planning. So what would be the next one, Eric?
This one might surprise you. It's actually, how difficult will it be for you to actually spend your retirement money? Seems kind of silly because most people are like, I can spend money.
Yeah.
Well, most people actually, when they hit retirement, they're actually sometimes have a hard time going the other direction. So if you think about it, for 30, maybe 40 years, all you've been doing is funding. You haven't been withdrawing. And it's kind of scary to flip that switch the other direction. And so I see it often that people are really hesitant to try to take any money out. Now, most of them have no issue taking like the dividends or the earnings, you know, the interest off of it. But once you start touching any principal, they really sometimes can't handle that. And obviously, you know, you very well may need to be touching some of the principal if you want to have enough money in retirement.
Well, you know, I can see how scary it would be because that's all you have. You know, that's your nest egg. And they're trying to preserve it, you know, so that it does last through your whole retirement. How do you help your clients figure out ways to spend it and to invest it?
Well, you know, some of it is like I kind of just alluded to is if you at least have some income being, you know, spit off the account every month, and then that helps. So, you know, we really typically will divide our portfolios into three types of money. One is what we call foundational. That's stuff that's guaranteed. That's either stuff like with a bank or with insurance companies, stuff that you can't lose the money on. And then you still have the money in the market, which people are used to. But then you have another category, which people kind of forgotten, but that's really the steady income type of money. And so that's stuff that's maybe paying right now. There's a lot of investments we're using that are paying either 6.5%, 7.5%, even 8%. And most of those are on a monthly basis. So that's a great way to have some money that's just, you know, coming in every single month. Now, the hard part is often, you know, if you just have only taking out that interest, that may still not be enough. And so then maybe you will have to have some sort of strategies to start taking some of that money out. Now, there are some products you can use that have a guaranteed lifetime income benefit. And so that way you can't run out of that money. So that's one way to kind of spend some principal and interest without having the concern of running out. But, you know, a lot of it is also human motion. You know, it's just people tend to get a little nervous about all those types of things and they freeze up and they're trying to figure out how to do this. And, you know, one of the things you don't want to be doing is, you know, sitting at home and just, you know, withering away or whatever you want to call it, not doing anything because you're worried your money's not going to last. So that's one of the things when we meeting with people, they come into our office, we ask all these questions, we do what we call a discovery meeting where we kind of find out a little bit both about each other and what's their goals and what's their dreams or accomplishments, what they want to be doing. And then what we can do is we sit down and we'll figure out in between that meeting and the next one, we'll actually create this blueprint to worry less wealth, because we don't want you worrying about your retirement. We want you to be worrying about having fun. And so the 5 points of the blueprint are income plan first and foremost. That's the most critical thing that everybody must have. If you've met with a financial advisor, I'm sure you have an income plan. So that's the first thing. Then your investment plan, tax plan, healthcare, and legacy plans. And once you get all five of those together, that is the blueprint to worry less wealth. And that's something we can help you with. All you have to do is be one of the first 10 callers today and save at least $250,000 for retirement. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can find us online at wealthcreator.com.
Again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. You can also connect with Eric on Facebook or Twitter. Just go to @1WealthCreator. Again, the symbol @1 and then Wealth Creator. Or like Eric just said, check them out on their website, www.wealthcreator.com. So we're going through 8 topics, really, that are critical to planning for retirement, Eric. Let's move on to the 5th topic on the list today. What would that be?
Well, so the next one would be, should you be buying stocks? You got to figure out how you're going to generate income in retirement. And obviously, for most people, if they've been funding a 401k or IRAs, they're probably buying mutual funds. And those are typically going to be stock mutual funds and bond ones. Should you be in the stock market with things going up and down? I mean, obviously, right now, we're in the second longest run-up in stock market history. But stocks are super expensive. I mean, there's rationale that Warren Buffett likes to use, and it's the stock market value compared to gross national product, and that's at 134, and the average is about 74%. So that's almost twice the normal number. If you look at the Shiller Price Index, you know, the PE ratio, that one's normally around 16. Right now it's at 30, and it's only been this high 2 other times in history, and that's in 1929. And in the dot-com days. So yeah, that's one of the things to be concerned about, is obviously you want to reduce risk when you're in retirement. And yes, you should still have money in stocks. You shouldn't get out altogether. But also, if your entire plan is based on getting a steady paycheck from something that's notoriously not steady, that's a danger. So, you know, what you need to do is really have your money divided up in two. And one would be some steady money, and the rest would be having some money that's growing ongoing. But on November 9th, we're actually doing an event at the Silicon Valley Capital Club, and it's called Understanding Market Corrections. And it's not saying we're having one, but it's just ways to protect yourself going over all these issues. So, you know, if that's something you'd like to look at, you know, definitely go to our events page at wealthcreator.com. And you can register for that. Again, that's the events page at wealthcreator.com.
Eric, how do you help your clients find the whole right balance between safety and risk?
Well, that can be a tough thing to find what is the right balance. And just think of it this way. If you're a kid and you're going to the candy store, what do you want? All of it, right?
Everything.
you see this, you see that, you see this, you get one of those bags, it's by weight, and you fill it up, and it's like, hold it, how heavy is that, right? And so you want all these stuff, right? Now imagine that same kid a couple hours later, imagine them trying to run or move very fast with a stomach like that they probably have right then. you know, it's a little tough, right? They're going to probably be a little stomach ached and, you know, have a little too much there. And so there's risk capacity and then there's risk tolerance. And so sometimes people have a risk tolerance of, I can eat it all. I can do everything in this candy store. But the risk capacity, that's your stomach. And that's how well are you going to feel after that happens. So lots of times people say, oh, I have a high risk tolerance. I can do all this stuff. Well, the crazy part is, okay, maybe you do have a high risk tolerance, but should you be there? If your risk capacity, if you're going to be getting sick or worse, you're going to have a horrible financial future because you lost a bunch, that shouldn't be, you shouldn't be taking those risks. So, you know, do you actually have the capacity to take that much risk is sometimes one of the things that we have to dial people back, because we're in a kind of a dangerous time because most people have already pretty much forgotten 2008, 2009 crash because they just see the market going up like crazy and just saying, well, yeah, of course I always earn 10%. It's just normal, right? No, that's not always normal. One of the things that we do when we're sitting down with somebody is we actually do use a process called Riskalyze, where we actually come up with a number, and that number is at least their risk tolerance, and then we can kind of work on risk capacity, you know, after that. But really what we need to do is first and foremost have that income plan designed. Then we can figure out, okay, here's where the investments and the tax ramifications of those investments go. So first you got to do the income plan, then you can go back to risk and you know, where that money should be allocated. Then you want to look at healthcare and legacy issues. And those 5 points are the 5 points of creating the blueprint to worryless wealth. We want you to worry about having fun in retirement and not worry about your finances. If that's something you'd want for you and your family, all you have to do is pick up the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. Again, this is totally complimentary. No cost, no fee. What we'll do is sit down, develop this plan for you. And at the second meeting, we'll show you some options for taking care of some issues. And that's up to you if you want to decide to proceed or not. So again, call or text 408-297-9800 or go online to wealthcreator.com.
I've never felt better about our prospects for retirement. In one day, Heckman Financial taught us more about our retirement accounts than I ever believed possible. It feels great. After working with us to clarify our individual goals, they built a custom investment strategy for us that laid a smooth path to retirement. Their team of financial experts looked at every angle, legal, tax, investment, accounting, insurance. Then they used a tool called the Riskalyzer to develop a risk tolerance number for us, kind of like a speed limit. When they finished, we understood exactly how to reach our retirement goals. Eric Heckman showed us what we need to do to retire comfortably. Their blueprint to worry less wealth process put everything on one single page. My wife loved that. See what the team at Heckman Financial can do for you. 408-297-9800. Call or text 408-297-9800 or visit wealthcreator.com. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, California Insurance License 0E89971.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worryless wealth retirement. Their strategies will help you in minimizing fees and lowering your tax costs. So call or text Eric today for your portfolio stress test. Here's that telephone number, 408-297-9800. If you want Eric to be your financial hero, call or text him at 408-297-9800. Today, Eric and I are talking about the 8 topics that everybody should be considering when they're doing their retirement planning. You know, you help people figure out how they can lower tax costs. So tell us how you help your clients develop a tax strategy for their retirement plan, Eric.
Yeah, so most financial advisors, sadly enough, have a disclaimer saying that they don't provide tax advice and, you know, go talk to somebody else. And then CPAs say they don't give you any financial advice, go talk to somebody else. Well, that's just crazy to me. You really need to know about both. I mean, if you're talking about IRAs and investments and all these things that have tax ramifications, you really need to have the education on both sides of the issue. Sorry. And so, you know, that's one of the things that we're talking to clients a lot about. And, you know, like I've got one client who's got a lot of rental properties, but they make too much money to be able to write off the losses on some of them and take the tax deductions. And so if you make over $150,000, you cannot write off any passive losses. And lots of times people may have positive cash flow, but tax-wise, they may have a negative loss. And so that's a tax benefit that you're losing. Well, sometimes you can actually just have other types of investments that you put money into that put off passive income, and they offset the two, and then now you're making money, in essence, tax-free, or what I like to call tax-absent, because there's no taxes due on that money, even though there normally would be. So, you know, that's just one example of ways to have some investments that are really more dictated by taxes. And so, you know, if you have two sets of investments and they pay almost the same, but one's going to have no tax, or even if that one pays less, but it's going to have no tax, I would much rather have that one. So, you know, lots of times financial advisors aren't even paying attention to this type of stuff. And then you're not really getting the best advice because they're not giving you any tax help.
Tell us, Eric, how annuities can play a role in this conversation of generating income in retirement.
Well, more and more you read any of the academic stuff coming out of any colleges doing a lot of personal finance talk, and you will pretty much always see that they say the only way to really guarantee a real retirement that is going to last and that you're not going to run out of money is by using some sort of annuity as some portion of the money. It doesn't have to be all of it, of course, but really what annuities do is what we're talking about is ones that have some sort of benefit to pay lifetime income. So once upon a time, you used to get a pension from your company and you'd have this lifetime income and you didn't have to worry about all this stuff. But unless you're in government or a certain nonprofit or education, pretty much the pensions have gone away. So lots of times people say, oh, annuities are bad, or annuities are awful because there's whatever bad press about them. You know, that's just like saying a car is bad or awful. For what? I mean, it's very useful to get you around. Is it good for the environment? Maybe not, but you're going to still use them because you need to use a car, right? So it's not that they're good or bad. It's just, are they being used for the right purpose? And so that's really what we're talking about is, if you've got that retirement income that you want to have and all you're basing it on is Social Security and then your money off your stock market investments, if the market drops a lot, that could be really bad. And so what we like to use the annuities for really is to help give you a floor of income. So maybe you got $2,000 or $3,000 coming from Social Security. Well, if you have another $1,000 or $2,000 guaranteed for the rest of your life, then that means your stock portfolio can be freed up to have its ebbs and flows of ups and downs, and you're not going to be as dependent on it on a monthly basis. And that's going to make your retirement much, much less stressful and have it a lot better time when you're retired. So again, we're all about worry less wealth. We're talking about trying to have you do the things you want to do in retirement, which we call the wantment, not the retirement. So, you know, that's one of the big things is annuities can be a great way to do that. They have to be the right kind. You know, a lot of the ones, you know, variable annuities typically aren't going to have the highest guarantee. So we like to use the other types, but yeah, that's one of those things where if you have somebody you're working with who's independent, isn't beholden to one company, they can search for the best offers and best deals for you and your situation. So definitely not a bad tool to use. It's just as long as you're shopping around and getting some good information.
Eric, after we've considered how we'll generate income in retirement, what would be something else we need to account for?
Well, one of the big ones, of course, is healthcare costs. And healthcare costs are big, right? So the only nice thing is all this Obamacare talk or affordable care and, you know, the trashing of the new laws, but no replacement of any new benefits. It's very scary for people who are under 65. But the nice thing is once you're over 65, you get Medicare. That did not change like it did with Social Security ages. You still get it at 65. So Medicare will cover some stuff. You're going to have some supplement, but still it's a lot cheaper than before you're 65. So if you're looking to retire pre-65, the healthcare can be a huge concern and massive one because now nobody knows what they're going to be able to get or if they're going to be able to get it at all and how much will it cost. And so it can be really tough to retire early. But once you're past 65, yeah, the medical stuff may be more not necessarily set guaranteed, but at least you know mostly what it's going to be covered and the costs. The scary part, of course, is all the home health care or nursing home care or all those types of things. And, you know, Fidelity actually came out with a report that says the average 65-year-old couple today will spend at least $260,000 of their retirement dollars for medical costs. So that's a lot of money.
That is so much money to spend just on healthcare. That's unbelievable. Can you talk a little bit more then about some of the strategies that we can use to cover that amount?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's lots of different ways you can look at it. You know, obviously, like I said, a Medicare supplement for once you hit 65, yeah, that'll help some. But, you know, looking at long-term care insurance, you know, that's one of those insurances that's a really tough one to think about. I mean, the tough part about long-term care is the premiums are never guaranteed, never, ever. A lot of times people think they are until they get that rate increase. I mean, there used to be so many companies that would all advertise, oh, we've never had a rate increase, we never had one. Well, guess what? They've all had one now. So nobody can advertise that anymore. So that's the tough part. So, I mean, I had a client who bought a long-term care policy in, I believe it was either late 90s or early 2000s, and she just got a letter last year that had a 37% increase. But in this letter, it said if you had it in these time frames, here's your total increase. The highest on that letter was 118%. I mean, can you imagine your premiums after 10 or 15 years doubling, and that's just the first time? I mean, they could do it again. And so, you know, that's the hard part with long-term care is, you know, obviously you're not going to go out and try to get a new policy if you're 15 or 20 years older, and you may have health issues and other stuff. So they've kind of got you trapped. So, you know, and like the PERS program, which is for the public employees retirement, they have a plan that every single year pretty much says you could either lower your benefits by this much or pay this much more in costs, you know, in premium. Which would you like to do? Well, neither, right? Those are both bad, but that's what they send you every year. And so there are some options that you can do, and there's a lot of options out there using other tools that can give you some tax-free benefits to help pay for those things. These are not long-term care, but they're kind of more specialty tools, and that's what we use for our clients. So, you know, one of the things we talk about when we're doing that discovery meeting with our clients is those issues. You know, have you done stuff for long-term care? Do you have anything prep for this? You know, have you done some tax planning? You know, what is the order of withdrawal you're going to take out of those monies to avoid the taxes? You know, all these things are critical items in retirement. So, you know, if that's something you'd like to do, you want to create that blueprint to worryless wealth, we'll go over that income plan, that investment and tax plan, healthcare and legacy plan. And that is, you know, the way we create that blueprint to worryless wealth. It's the way we get you to worry less about your retirement and more about having fun. If you want that for you and your family, all you have to do is pick up the phone, call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800 or go online to wealthcreator.com.
You're invited to an exclusive dinner event with certified financial planner Eric Heckman, the host of Wealth Creator Radio and an author of Worry Less Wealth. Learn the difference between pullbacks, market corrections, bear markets, and what actions you should take to navigate through turbulent markets. All this information and more will be discussed while you and a guest enjoy a complimentary dinner presentation at Silicon Valley Capital Club here in San Jose. Call now to get your reservations in, 408-297-9800. Join Eric and his team for this complimentary dinner presentation on Thursday, November 9th at 6 at Silicon Valley Capital Club. Reservations are required. Seating is limited. So call now, 408-297-9800, 408-297-9800.
Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Those in attendance may be presented with information on the purchase of insurance products. California Insurance License Number 0E89971.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer with Eric. He is president of Heckman Financial right here in the Silicon Valley area. Of course, their mission is to get you to and through a worryless wealth. Here's the number to call, 408-297-9800. Again, if you want Eric to be your financial hero, he would love to help you. Call or text him, 408-297-9800. Well, our hour is up. So do you have any final thoughts for us today? We've been talking about 8 different retirement topics that we really should consider before we retire.
Well, yeah, exactly. What we want to do is look at, you know, when are you going to do that planning? Are you going to do that in the retirement red zone, that 55, 60, 65 age range when you're maybe 5, 10 years out from retiring? Or are you going to do it when it's too late, maybe when you've already retired, but at least it's super critical then, I guess. Maybe not too late, I should say, but just super critical to do it. But some of the questions that you need to ask yourself, which are very critical, but lots of times are not guiding and directing your retirement conversation. And so the first one of course, is how are you going to enjoy your retirement? What are you going to be doing with it? You know, how are you going to be spending that time? How much money will you need every month? Of course, that's a huge critical one. And figuring out how to come up with that number can be a tough one too. But that one's probably one of the ones you need to spend the most time on. And obviously, it's going to be a slightly moving target. And you know, you want to figure out things that aren't maybe on a monthly basis and throw those in there. Like if you're going to spend $10,000 or $20,000 a year for travel, you want to throw that into a monthly number so that way you kind of have that budgeted. And then how long will your retirement last? It's probably not going to be only till you're 75 nowadays. It's probably more likely to 90, 95. I mean, the stats are the married couple age 65, it's 50% odds at least one makes it to 92, and it's 25% odds that one makes it to 95. So you really got to be planning on 30 years plus for retirement, you know, in terms of how long you need that money to be there. And then how difficult will it be for you to actually spend it? I mean, are you going to be prepared to seeing your account balances go down over time? I mean, that's sometimes an emotionally weird thing, but a lot of times it can be tough for a lot of people. And then should you be a stock buyer? Should you be in the stock market as much? Should you be making changes? How are you going to lower your risk level there? Should you be looking at annuities? You know, I think that's one of those critical areas where if you have some sort of guaranteed lifetime income, you know you're going to have your own kind of private pension that way. Then you're going to have that money last a lot longer and you'll be a lot less dependent on the stock market's ups and downs. Looking at healthcare and looking at arrangements to cover yourself, not just for medical stuff, but also for long-term care types of issues, but without using long-term care insurance, using some alternatives. And then lastly, you know, large expenses or major things that you might be buying or planning for, or maybe you don't even know you're going to be planning for, you know, having some sort of process there. You know, these are all super critical things to be looking at. Other one, a lot of times, is just taxes. I mean, a lot of times people don't really take into effect taxation. And a lot of times if you're spending certain assets or maybe you're waiting to have Social Security kick on later and using up some of your IRAs and 401ks, people think, oh, well, that's crazy. I'm spending my taxable dollars first. But if you can get more tax-favored dollars with Social Security, I'd much rather have that. So that's something we'd like to create for you and your family. So all you have to do is pick up the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can find us online at wealthcreator.com. That's all for this week's show. If you want to see about our event or read about other events we have coming up, like the one we have on November 9th, that's wealthcreator.com events tab. And that's all for this week. We will be back next week. See you then.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971, IRS Circular 230 Notice. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended or written to be used and cannot be used by any taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein.